Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. I'm tempted to say, as I usually do, from the studios of WNYC, but this podcast is coming from my home, where, like all of you, I'm sure, I've been spending a lot more time than I ever anticipated. But with live music having ground to a halt and our performance studio being shut down, it seemed like a good time to start rooting through the Soundcheck archives. In recent years, these podcasts have largely been live performance and interview, but we did a number of other things years ago. And today, we're going to take you back to 2012 to take you ahead to 2052. Let me explain, or let me back in 2012 explain.
We're 40 years in the future. The year is 2052. WNYC Radio has changed format and is now an oldies station.
WNYC, playing the turn of the century hits. The best of the 90s, aughts, and tens.
Question is, which songs from the turn of the century, the turn of the 21st century, make it into our playlist? And equally important, which songs don't? Joining me now with his thoughts is Chris Malanfi. He's the author of the Village Voices pop chart column, 100 and Single. And Chris has put together a list called 20 Songs We'll Still Be Hearing on Oldies Radio in 2052. Chris, nice of you to consult your crystal ball for us.
Oh, lucky me. Let's say straight off the top that I am going to be wrong about more than half of this. the prediction.
Well, you are a consultant, so we expect that.
So this is what I'm thinking. It's not what I'm actually saying. And prediction is a mug's game. But that said, basically, I think what you're trying to do is figure out what is iconic from the turn of the millennium, right? We're talking about great songs that are going to keep people tuned to our oldie station of 2052. And what's going to bring back nostalgia, because that's what Oldies Radio is all about. What is going to, you know, still sound fresh, relevant, et cetera.
So how closely will the oldies of 2052 correspond to the top of the pop charts of the 90s and the aughts and the early teens?
I think it will to some extent, but I think what's always fun about an exercise like this is figuring out the songs that were not big hits back in their day that wind up being radio gold forevermore. It was funny. WCBS started playing 80s songs less than 10 years ago. They finally decided they could break into the 80s. And their selection of 80s hits is fascinating. If I had a nickel for every time I've heard them play West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys, I might have 10 bucks. and if you told me of all the 80s hits, I happen to love that hit, but that would be a song that an oldies radio station would play, I would say, wow, really? I mean, it was a number one hit in 1986, but still, it's a strange, strange choice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable. Kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around. Running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In West End town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End.
We're speaking with Chris Malanfi. He is author of the 100 and Single column in the Village Voice, and we're looking at what people will identify as the sound of the turn of the century 40 years from now. You can join in the conversation online, leave your comments on Twitter with the hashtag 2052oldies. And Caitlin is on the line with us. Caitlin is one of the producers of It's a Free Country, but she's in Idaho. Caitlin, thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So the year is 2052, and what are you hearing?
Well, I picked two classics from the Atlanta scene of the late 90s. Cat Power, also known as Sean Marshall, and my favorite selection from Outkast, which was a sort of groundbreaking Atlanta hip-hop group that kind of encapsulated a really wonderful, weird moment in time in the rap scene in like the late 90s and early 2000s.
What Outkast song? Are you going with the big hit, Hey Ya?
I'm going with So Fresh and So Clean. I feel like Hey Ya is a little bit obvious, not that it's not a party rock anthem. But for So Fresh and So Clean, you kind of get more of that dirty, scuzzy South, laid back in a Cadillac kind of feeling, which is I kind of feel like encapsulates a little bit more what their sound is about.
And Patty Melts and Monte Carlos and El Dorado. So I'm waking up out of my slumber feeling like Rollo. So follow, it's showtime at the Apollo minus the Kiki Shepherds. With about a hoe and a leopard print. Teddy Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. Left my throat warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blew hay to athletes, might cake you, but you must have me mistaken with them statements that you make, huh?
That's a little bit of Outkast, So Fresh, So Clean. Caitlin thinks that's going to be on our playlist 40 years from now when we do our oldies thing. Chris Melanfi, you have an Outkast song on your list, right?
Yeah, I did exactly what Caitlin might have predicted I might do, which is I went predictable and I went with Hey Ya. Besides the fact that it's, you know, genuinely an excellent song and everybody loves it, I mean, it's already wedding fodder. I think you're going to hear it played by a DJ at a wedding virtually any old time. Something tells me that Hey Ya is one of those songs that's going to just live long after I will.
It will live long and prosper.
Yes.
Lend me some sugar. I am your neighbor.
Exactly. The call and response alone. I mean, that's a no-brainer. People love that.
Now don't have me break this thing down for nothing.
Another bit of music from Outkast. This one is on Chris Melanfi's list of 20 songs we'll still be hearing on oldies radio in 2052. The Outkast song Hey Ya came out in 2003. Well, let's see what Jeremy has to say. Again, we're casting our net pretty widely here into the future. 2052, it's oldies radio. Jeremy, what are you expecting to hear?
Well, I would really hope to hear something like Hot in Here by Nelly. I think that most of the great stuff that's going to last has come from hip-hop and metal underground scenes that bubbled up and created most of the innovation in the mainstream.
Hip-hop and metal?
Mm-hmm.
What in the metal realm?
Well, I guess mainly Metallica. But, I mean, they really came from underground and dominated in the 90s.
That's a fair point. I didn't put a Metallica song in my top 20 only because I have a feeling that most of the songs by them, I was limiting myself to the last 20 years. It's now 2012. And their biggest selling album is the Black Album, which came out in the summer of 1991. So it kind of fell slightly out of my range. And I don't think anything they've recorded since 1991, there have been good albums, there have been weak albums, but I'm not sure there's a single as massive as, say, Enter Sandman in their catalog.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would agree with that.
In terms of what's oldies radio going to play in 2052.
Well, you know, one of the things with oldies radio is it tells a story. It's like, this is what it was like. And guys, what would you tell young people about the music of this era?
Well, I would tell them that it's been very fragmented. You know, sure, you have your top 10 hits that are usually pretty mushy. I mean, I was looking through the list of stuff that hit, and, you know, a lot of it is real cheese. You know, your Black Eyed Peas and your, you know, Lady Gaga, you know, it's not what I would hope that would represent the best of the music
mm-hmm.
of today.
And what would you say to, you know, teenagers in 2052 about Nelly?
I would say that he created he came from hip hop, but he created a kind of pop hip hop that was enormously fun, and it's hilarious. But you know, if you listen to Hot in Here, it's also got kind of a strange chord sequence in it. You know what I mean? It's kind of introducing some different sounds.
Checking your reflection and telling your best friend, like, girl, I think my butt getting big. Oh, it's getting hot.
Nelly's Hot in Here. Chris Melanfi is author of the 100 and single column in the Village Voice, and he's acting as our programming consultant as we settle on a playlist for the year 2052 of the great sounds of the 90s, aughts, and teens.
It doesn't quite roll off the tongue. But.
No, it doesn't. But someone's going to have to figure out a way to say that on the air, because
right.
that's kind of how these oldies stations work, right? They sort of stake out like three decades.
Yep.
No, nobody does 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Right. It was said about our local oldies station, WCBS, that once they adopted the 80s, the 50s pretty much went away.
Right.
You don't hear doo-wop much anymore on WCBS.
Now, I have a couple of questions about things that are on your list.
Sure.
Let me start with Radiohead's Creep.
Yep.
Which many Radiohead fans would say is not representative of the band, but you've already said very often that's what the oldies are.
Exactly.
But, you know, there's language in the original version of Creep. Will we still hear the radio edit 40 years from now?
That's a great question. I don't know. Let's talk to the FCC and see if by then You're So Very Special becomes the different version of
right.
that. I mean,
and is that oldies? I mean, is that like nostalgia for?
I think it's yeah.
Oh, for when you were so
remember when we
special.
Remember when we dropped F bombs, kids, and we thought we were so daring. Well, now you kids say it for breakfast.
I wish I was special. You're so special, but I'm a.
A little bit of Creep from Radiohead from the playlist of our 2052 Oldies station, playing the hits of the turn of the century, the turn of the 21st century. David is with us on the line from Manitoba. David,
hi there.
David, do you listen to Oldies Radio?
The current Oldies radio that's out there?
Yeah.
No.
In the year 2012.
In the year 2012, I'm not a huge fan because they're still playing the same stuff it was in the 80s and 90s as oldies stuff.
Okay. So skip ahead 40 years. It's 2052. Are you listening to oldies radio now?
Oh, I have to admit I am.
Yep.
If they're playing stuff from the 90s, yes. Probably the early 21st century I'm not as versed in, but the 90s, yeah.
Uh-huh. And what kind of stuff do you expect to hear?
Well, I may have a bit of a different perspective because in Canada, while grunge was very popular in the 90s, and you know, big American acts were always popular, like U2 and Metallica and stuff, what really blossomed here was sort of an independent Canadian folk rock movement. Like Bare Naked Ladies started out on the university circuit, and then groups like Moxie Fruvis and later Ashley McIsaac or Great Big Sea, like they were sort of regional cult hits, and then they became national hits. So that, I think you're going to hear a lot of that. Because they sort of had crossover appeal, and as soon as a band like the Bare Naked Ladies became popular in the States, of course, Canadians wake up and go like, oh yeah, well, we liked them first, and we liked them again, you know?
All right, now, David, let me ask you this. If you were to pick, now, again, keeping in mind everything that Chris has been saying about how, you know, it's not always the most representative song or even the biggest hit that gets into oldies radio, what
yeah.
would you, if you had to pick one tune from that band, what would it be?
Oh, great question. It would not be If I Had $1 Million. I learned to hate that song.
Mm. Now, when you get to the point where you hate a song, doesn't that basically say that this is going to be a classic, that this is going to
yes.
be...
Unfortunately.
If I had $1 Million.
If I had $1 Million.
Well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 Million.
If I had $1 Million.
Buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 Million.
If I had $1 Million.
Well, I'd buy you a K-car.
A nice Reliant automobile.
We're speaking with Chris Melanfi on Soundcheck. He's author of the 100 and single column in the Village Voice, and we've been looking into the future, to the oldies of the future. What will an oldies radio station in the year 2052 be playing? And Chris, you know, what do you hope people 40 years from now will be thinking as they look back at the turn of this century?
I hope that they're thinking that, you know, one of our callers before, I believe it was Jeremy, mentioned that it was a time of great divergence and I don't know, atomization of pop, where everybody kind of had their own iPod, everybody had their own favorite genre, micro genre. You know, I'm not a hip hop fan, but I am a rap rock fan. I'm not a grunge fan, but I'm a post grunge fan.
So, does the iPod and the personal playlist make oldies radio obsolete 40 years from now? Or is this all, has this all been an exercise in, like,
futility?
Fantasy and, yes, futility.
Entirely possibly. I mean, you know, we didn't talk about there are songs that, you know, catch on virally thanks to YouTube now. Maybe YouTube playlists are going to be the radio of 40 years from now, if YouTube itself even exists 40 years from now. Something tells me that the old media will hang on a little longer than we think. I'm hesitant to predict 2052, but 2032, I think it's entirely possible we're still listening to some form of terrestrial radio.
The oldest song on your playlist, and again, the full playlist, Chris Melanfi's 20 songs we'll still be hearing on Oldies Radio in 2052, can be found on our website. The oldest song on it is Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump a smooth skin. You say you wanna get my band.
That song has had much longer legs than I think anybody, a cultural critic, pop fan, anybody ever thought. Here we are 20 years later. And you're hearing it at weddings, you're hearing it in karaoke bars, you're hearing it on the radio. It will not die.
A little bit of Sir Mix-a-Lot from Baby Got Back, also one of, in fact, the number one song on Chris Melanfi's list of 20 songs we'll still be hearing on Oldies Radio in 2052. Chris is author of the 100 and single column in The Village Voice. Chris, thanks for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you, John. This was a lot of fun.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Okay, we've been talking hypothetically about the oldies of the future, but let's get real for a moment and look at the state of oldies radio today. Joining me on the line is Scott Shannon. He's heard every morning here in New York on WPLJ's The Big Show with Scott and Todd, but he's also created the syndicated radio network called the True Oldies Channel. Hey, Scott.
I got to tell you what, you are fully loaded and ready to go. You got everything correct.
Well, let me ask you about that True Oldies Channel. How do you define a true oldie?
It's a very difficult job. It depends on how old the individual listener is, John. And it's really gotten to be a tricky business lately.
Yeah. So has the definition changed since, I mean, oldies as a radio format, that goes back to what, maybe the 70s?
Well, it started out back in the 70s, and there was a couple of stations, one in Los Angeles, one in New York, and they were playing doo-wop songs and Elvis and Buddy Holly and Fats Domino. And as time went on, people were mystified by the fact that, wait a minute, you know, I don't remember that song by Buddy Holly. I grew up in the 70s, so to speak. For instance, if someone was born, let's just say 1970, they really didn't get into music till they were, 12, 13? So 1983.
Right.
So think about that. You know, what were people listening to then? The Safety Dance.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind, and we can dance.
So on the True Oldies Channel, I mean, with all of these possible ways to go, which direction do you go in?
I basically do a very eclectic mix on my station. But for the most part, we stick to the mid-60s to the mid-70s. Now, we fringe it. And, you know, we get into the all the way back to the late 50s, mm-hmm. and even into almost, you know, a couple from the early 80s.
So what's in heavy rotation on your on your playlist right now?
You'll hear, you know, a lot of number one hits, but one of the reasons that we've gotten to be as popular as we have is the fact that we play some songs that we select that don't get overplayed. So you're liable to hear, like, Reunited by Peaches and Herb from the 70s, or we'll go back and get something like She's About a Mover by Sir Douglas Quintet.
Wow.
And the other thing, too, we also tell stories about the songs. We take you back, for instance, and, you know, not everybody's going to admit it, but the group Bread was very popular back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many people broke up and the guy had to go get his Bread Greatest Hits album from his girlfriend's house? I can't make it without.
Are you speaking from personal experience, Scott?
Baby, I'ma want you.
Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care enough to hurt about. Maybe I'm a crazy, but I just can't live without your loving and affection.
Those Bread songs hold up pretty well.
Okay. So let me ask you this. 40 years from now, 30, even 20 years from now, will oldies still be around? Will it be recognizable to us as oldies? What do you think?
I have no idea. I just have no clue what's going to happen. I mean, will Adele be around? Probably. Somebody's going to be playing Adele, you know, in 10, 15, 20 years. I'm sure there'll be oldie rap stations playing Jay-Z,
right.
You know, and Eminem, but I can't guarantee it.
Yeah. Who knows? It might even be on Scott Shannon's own True Oldies channel. Scott's been with us on Soundcheck today. Scott, real pleasure speaking with you.
It's a pleasure talking to a professional like yourself.
Thank you, Scott. This is Soundcheck.
Fast forward, got beef with radio. If I don't play they show, they don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a so. Rap mags try and use my black, and so advertisers could give them more cash for ads. I don't know what you take me as, or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to riches, so I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! Yeah, it's 94.
Well, this look in the future has also been a walk down memory lane. We originally broadcast this Soundcheck segment back in 2012. Check our New Sounds website for all of the archives of our Soundcheck podcasts, of live performances in studio, interviews, and much more at newsounds.org. I'm John Schaefer. Stay safe. See you next time.